Well, essentially, the Science Committee has taken it upon themselves to have a look at all the evidence that underlies government policy, the scientific evidence. And so they're looking across the board, across government, to say, tell us what your policy is, and secondly, give us all the evidence you have that backs that policy up. They've taken written evidence before, and yesterday's session was all about getting people in to talk about it. So they had scientists, they had representatives of the homeopathy community, and they had some doctors as well.
And the discussion was a little livelier than we might expect from some of these committee hearings.
It was. I mean, the opening question really was to all of these people, look, does homeopathy work beyond placebo? Now, homeopathy, people probably know, is when you take a substance and you dilute it to within, you know, a millimetre of its life, and so there often aren't any molecules even left of the active ingredient in there, but you can still treat people with it. And the scientists say, well, look, there's nothing in it. How can this be any different to water? And some of the pills can be sugar pills and such like, you know, and don't have any effect beyond placebo. It was interesting that this question was first put to a representative for Boots, and he said, look, although we stock this stuff and we certainly sell a lot of it, we have no evidence whatsoever that it works.
And the Guardian columnist Ben Goldacre was also giving evidence, wasn't he?
He was, yeah. I mean, Ben was obviously made quite a few points, but one of his was that he thought, as you know, these pills, they may not do any harm in themselves, but to individuals, there's not much in them that would be able to cause you any harm. But he did think that they discredited pharmacists.
I think that they can have other harms. For example, pharmacists selling homeopathic sugar pills on the high street to patients and to the public, I think, is very harmful to the public reputation of pharmacists. The RPSGB describes pharmacists on the high street as being the scientist in the high street, and I think it's sad that the public are now having to realise that, in fact, what should be a trustworthy resource for information on healthcare is, in fact, somebody who is, as a business person, selling them sugar pills.
Those who are arguing in favour of homeopathy, how were they defending the practice?
Well, there was the usual to and fro about, yes, there is evidence that they work, and then the scientist saying, no, there isn't evidence. And it all depends on what studies you look at and which studies you think are good and which studies you think are bad. And that debate will go on and on and on. But what I did really enjoy was this question from Phil Willis, the chairman, to all of these people at the session was, you know, does homeopathy work? One of the people there, Robert Wilson, who's the chair of the British Association of Homeopathic Manufacturers, started talking about how, you know, there's a long history of homeopathy. It's been going on for 200 years, and he pointed out that it was very popular in France.
Definitely, we believe there is a strong case for the efficaciousness of homeopathic medicines. This is an industry that has been growing strongly. It's been around for 200 years, and I think it's worth showing that in France, it's a 400 million euro business. Germany, it's the same.
In so Europe, is prostitution.
No, it's not prostitution.
Doesn't mean to say it's right, does it?
His point being that's not an argument for saying that this stuff works or is a good idea. But some of, you know, the homeopathy representatives' arguments obviously were pretty weak because the scientific evidence is not there.
There's one question, which is, why really does it matter whether the evidence is there or not? If some people believe that homeopathy works for them and they're happy to spend their money on the remedies, is it important really what the evidence is?
It is important, actually. And I think this is a really fair question, because you can say, look, if a consumer wants to go and buy a homeopathic treatment, then why not? And that's the model that we operate under. That's why you can buy these things in Boots and wherever else. And that's why our medicines regulator approves these things. But there's the other question, that if you walk into a pharmacist and you say, can you give me a homeopathy treatment that will help me for such and such a condition, you'll be offered something. But you might have a serious condition. So you think you're treating yourself with something that has no active ingredient whatsoever. Your condition is, it might get better on its own, but the chances are it won't if it's serious. So you're delaying your treatment. And you're also, I mean, there's an ethical issue here, that you're being kidded. If you aren't completely informed about these substances, you're being kidded about what you're buying.